Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 31st. Let's start out with our memory passage. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. That's from Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Let us also begin with prayer from Psalm 119:18, which reminds us about how God is the one who reveals something from his word to us. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things in your law. Lord, we do pray that as we open up to Luke's gospel and to the Psalms, that you will show us things in your word that convict, comfort, and also point our eyes to Jesus. In Luke's gospel today, we're reading chapter 20, verses 41 through 47. Previously, in this context, Jesus has been asked a question about the resurrection, and now Jesus is going to turn the question on the religious leaders. Then he's going to point out some of the inconsistencies of religious leadership with what God calls people in leadership to be. But he said to them, "How can they say that the Christ is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' David thus calls him Lord, so how is he his son?" And in the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and love greetings in the marketplaces and the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feast, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Let's unpack this passage just a bit. Remember, the religious leaders are trying to catch Jesus in something he says, and Jesus turns the conversation on them as they're contemplating who the Messiah is and how Jesus definitely can't be the Messiah. He says something about David calling the Messiah his Lord. And so he's making them ponder, what does this even mean that David calls the Messiah his Lord when he's actually his son? And Jesus is preparing the way for the idea that he is not only Messiah, but he is also Lord of all. And when he's before the religious council, we're going to read it in two chapters. In chapter 23, verse 69, he's going to say to them, "You won't see me again until I'm seated at the right hand of God the Father." And in this psalm that he quotes today, the Lord God is saying to him, "Sit at my right hand." Then we move into some conversation about the scribes. Remember, the scribes are religious leaders of the day. And so Jesus is pointing out some of the inconsistencies between the religious leadership and how they should be. Several things that he points out. They like the external. They have these long robes. They're prideful. They want attention in the marketplaces and the seat of honor. And they're all about opportunism. They want the place at the feast that's the best, and they devour widows probably when they settle the widow's account when she dies. These are warnings for us. In Daryl Bach's commentary, he says, "Jesus' remarks are designed to show that pride and opportunism dominate this clerical order. Where such things are present, one can suspect something is awry. Do not be impressed by external impressions. Look for something other than spiritual showmanship." Oh Lord, may this be a warning to us who are on a staff of a church or in some type of leadership. Open our eyes so that we might see any pride any external showmanship, and would you squash that in our lives today? Okay, let's move on over to the Psalms. We are in Psalm 19 today, verse 14. I think you'll recognize it, as this is a well-loved and much-quoted verse. It is a good verse for us to pray today as we perhaps enter into our day, as we are contemplating our next words and actions, and also as we just think about God ruling not only in our actions, but also in our mind. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I want us to pray about what we learned in the scripture today. First, just exalting our Lord and Savior Jesus, because he is our Messiah and he is our Lord. And then asking the Lord to protect us from pride and opportunism. And then finally, that the words of our mouth would be pleasing in God's sight, and even the meditations of our heart. And then we'll spend some time praying for the church global, and for refugees and families, and for those who are in financial hardship. Will you pray with me? Father, open our lips, and our mouths shall declare your praise. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We praise you, Lord and Messiah, seated at the right hand of God the Father, the one who is and was and is to come. We confess, Lord, that there are times when pride wells up in our hearts. Would you replace that pride with humility, Lord, with total dependence upon you, with acknowledgement that everything we have is a gift from you. Help us, Lord, to treat everyone with dignity and to be reminded that we are called to help others flourish, not to use them as commodities, but to see them as people for whom Christ died. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to meditate on your word, and that the meditations of our heart would be pleasing in your sight. And now we want to pray for your church around the world, especially those in places of conflict or places where people can't speak your name publicly. We also pray for refugees, asylum seekers, those who are hungry, and those who are working in aid, trying to provide. We lift up the people of our church, that you would strengthen families, that you would protect the children, that you would help us to be unified. We pray for those who are homeless or are experiencing financial hardship. Oh Lord, help us to seek you and to rest in you, to cease from striving, and to pray with expectant hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.